Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, this is a nation of laws. America's a nation of laws. You know, if you don't know that, get in your car and ride faster than the law to sit on a sign that says, drive this fast. They'll pull you over. Understand that the Constitution tells us how the laws are to be made. And we have a three branches of government that are equal. Believe it or not, they're equal. It's just the biggest one don't know that they're actually equal to the single one. You know, that the Congress, which is the Senate and House of Representatives, that they're equal to the executive branch. But they don't understand it, even though they're bigger than the, you know, like, come on. But so you have three branches of government, and the Congress are the ones who make laws. History, if you're looking at a history lesson right here. And the executive branch is the one that enforces law. And the judicial branch is the one that that interprets the law in the context, is it constitutional? That's it. Is it constitutional or is it not constitutional? Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to have equal powers. One cannot tell the other one what to do. And it's so important because if we don't know this, we're going to just allow others to create laws that are unconstitutional that take away our constitutional right. So we need then, you know, if you're going to build a house, you get a builder, right? A contractor. If you're going to paint a portrait, you're going to get an artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to take a family portrait, you're going to get a photographer. If you're going to have a musician that can sing, you're actually going to have a musician that can sing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if you're going to be in the there's a reason why Congress in Washington, D.C. has a lot of lawyers. People joke about it. But that's the place where the laws are made and interpreted. That's why. I mean, it's not like, you know, non-lawyers are not going to go there. They're just into the law. But we need to have somebody who's standing up for us, the standing up for God and country, that stands up exactly like the Constitution's written, which means that as a Christian, you have rights, but a non-Christian has the very same rights. You know what I'm saying? That's America. That's the America that we presently have and have had in the context of that. And you can't, as a Christian, say, well, they can't do that, but I can. You know, and that's just going to open up a spirit of the opposite, you know, taking place of that. But with that, we have with his organization, I want you to hear about Jay Sekulow and what he's doing. And you hear about the moments of workplace rights and everything. I would encourage you. We need right now more than ever before, people like Jay Sekulow and the ACLJ standing up for our rights. Listen up.
Jay Sekulow, an attorney with a passion for protecting religious liberty. To understand Jay's commitment to defending religious freedom, you've got to start with his family.
I never argued a case at the Supreme Court of the United States, and here I was, the grandson of a Russian immigrant. I'm only the second generation of my family born in the United States. And my grandfather came into the United States at age 14 through Ellis Island, was a Russian immigrant, fled Russia with his family because of religious persecution against Jews.
For nearly a quarter of a century, Jay has been on the front lines, even before the formation of the American Center for Law and Justice in 1990. Jay at the Supreme Court, arguing Board of Airport Commissioners versus Jews for Jesus, challenging a public airport's ban on First Amendment activities.
Well, that was the first case. Jews for Jesus. And I had never been inside the Supreme Court of the United States until 3 weeks before I argued that case. The Supreme Court had just granted review. It was about literature distribution at airports, evangelism at airports. When I went to the Supreme Court of the United States, my entire pitch in that case was, this case is about freedom of speech. All nine justices agreed that, in fact, that was unconstitutional. One of these legal magazines, said my argument was rude, aggressive, and obnoxious. But then when we won unanimously, and they were recasting the argument, they said, I remained undeterred during intense questioning.
Jay's passion for the law and his desire to safeguard religious liberty really flourished at the Supreme Court. After the Jews for Jesus unanimous victory in 1987, the American Center for Law and Justice was formed in 1990, followed by a series of precedent-setting decisions. In 1990, a compelling victory, opening the door for student Bible clubs across America.
Bridget Mergens stood before the school board and asked that she be allowed to have a prayer club and a Bible club meet on her public high school campus.
and they were denied that right.
On June 4th, 1990, 8 of the 9 Supreme Court justices ruled in favor of Mergens.
That's what the world said, that you'd have prayer and Bible studies back in a public school. No way. And then the decision came out. And it wasn't just a little victory, it was 8 justices out of 9. What does that say? God answers the prayer of his people.
For Jay, the next chapter, protecting the sanctity of human life. That, too, at the Supreme Court.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments this week in a case backed by President Bush that could roll back the right of a woman to choose whether or not to have an abortion.
As the case came to the Supreme Court of the United States, we realized that this could be a capstone.
I think the Justice Department took the proper approach, and they agreed with us on all points, and that is that this statute should not be applied to this activity, that opposition to abortion does not constitute discrimination against women. Thank you. No one knows whether you win or lose these cases until it comes out. I felt the arguments went well. We made all of our points. They appeared to be receptive to our side. And I felt that they gave the other side a hard time, and they gave us a hard time. It wasn't an easy argument.
There was a question whether federal courts had jurisdiction over these abortion protests. Well, fortunately, the federal government, the Department of Justice, agreed with our position that they did not. The pro-life movement needed some aggressive advocacy. And one thing I've been accused of, rightly so, is that I'm aggressive in the courtroom. And that aggression, the aggressive nature of the advocacy process, really needed to come to the forefront when you're dealing with abortion. And I did exactly what I do in cases. And we had a great result by God's grace.
In McConnell v. FEC in 2003, Jay cleared the way for young people, for minors, to engage the political process.
This was the big bipartisan campaign finance case. We represented, interestingly, students who wanted to contribute to political campaigns, including a Sunday school teacher who was running for Congress. I had a very short argument time. I think the entire argument may have been 5 or 10 minutes. I had 23 questions in 10 minutes of oral argument. It was nonstop.
Mr. Sekulow, is it necessary to rely on the First Amendment to reach your conclusion, or could you argue this an unreasonable restraint on liberty?
Well, I would argue both.
All 9 justices, again, agreed with my free speech argument. It showed that a strategy on free speech could work, no matter whether it was religious speech, political speech. It worked, and it kind of vindicated the position we'd been advocating at that point for almost 19 years.
During this time span, Jay became a frequent advocate at the Supreme Court, appearing numerous times defending life, defending religious liberty, and protecting our national history and heritage.
Well, Ten Commandment litigation had been going on for decades and not very well. And we had this case coming out of Utah where this little town, Pleasant Grove, wanted to fight back. And this group came in to say, well, if you're going to display a Ten Commandments monument, we want you to display our monument, which was called the 7 Aphorisms, which were basically the anti-Ten Commandments monument. I went with a very aggressive strategy. It was controversial at the time, where I said, look, this is the government making a decision to speak here. When the government's speaking, it can determine its message. 9 justices agreed with this, so it was a great decision and a great result.
In a world where Christians face discrimination, violence, even death for practicing their faith, it soon became clear that there was work to be done abroad. Jay knew that religious liberty, freedom, is an international right, a global concern. Offices were opened around the world: France, Russia, Africa, Pakistan, Israel. With so much of our future tied to what happens in the Middle East, Jay understood the importance of establishing an office in Jerusalem.
I appreciate the support of the American people.
Thank you.
All Israelis do.
All right.
So God bless America and God bless Israel.
Thank you.
Jay was named one of the most influential lawyers in the country. He's listed as one of a distinguished group of attorneys, quote, whose vision and commitment are changing lives. Under his direction, the ACLJ has been labeled, quote, a powerful counterweight to the ACLU. A comprehensive media strategy expands the reach of the ACLJ. Jay's daily radio broadcast tackles the tough issues that matter most. His weekly television show highlights key decision makers. A user-friendly website provides regular updates. And of course, there are opportunities to debate the issues in the public arena. Jay Sekulow, chief counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. Even with the accomplishments and victories, he's never very far from his roots.
My grandfather was a fruit peddler in Brooklyn, New York. My father was a retailer. What would he be thinking that his grandson is arguing cases before the Supreme Court of the United States, the most important court in the world?
That's amazing. So you need to focus on that. If we're a nation of laws, A nation of laws means we need to be able to know what the laws are. We need to check the laws out if they're constitutional. That's the purpose of the judiciary branch. We need to talk to our Congress, which is our Senate and our House of Representatives, to present laws that are constitutional. And we also need to support people who stand up, which is lawyers, who stand up for constitutional rights. Jay Sekulow, with his organization, has been faithful to be able to be there through the American Center of Law and Justice, which you can get to at aclj.org. Think about it. You know, you may be partnering with a lot of different ministries, but in America, a lot of people are thinking the answer is political. Well, the politics has been done because our founding fathers wrote the Constitution under the obviously, you know, amazing wisdom. And what we need now is just lawyers who hold everything to the constitutional, what's written. It's like just like Dr. King said, I'm just holding to you to what's written on the paper.
That's it.
And we don't want to try to change it. We just want to hold the country to what's written on the paper, constitutional rights for everyone. And that means that when somebody says this person doesn't have don't have any rights, it's like, wait a minute, we all live under the same constitution. You can almost believe that, right? Like, wait a minute, oh no, if you're an American, then we all have constitutional rights.
That's right.
And so in regards to who stood up, and it's interesting, isn't it, the first case that he won was for Israel, you know, it was for the Jews, you know, and Messianic Jews. And but that's amazing. Since then, his ministry, or his business ministry, has just blossomed.
Yeah, I've been blessed.
Yeah, and you bless Israel, you know, God will bless you. And I remember when that particular law was passed about, you know, being able to have Bible studies and schools and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. My dad was very instrumental during that time to start a program on the Emerald Coast area. Immediately, he was very excited about it and started putting together where businessmen and women would buy biscuits from a McDonald's or something, and they would carry them to the schools. And the early morning, they would have all these different children would show up early to get the biscuits and hear the gospel, and they would actually, you know, have Bible
studies.
That's
right.
Yeah, and
that's
it turned, right. And then it went from that to a whole new organization was birthed out of that that is still going today. But understand that if it wasn't for, you know, the prayers of the saints, it wasn't for Jay Sekulow arguing that case before the Supreme Court, then he wouldn't have been able to do that. And these things that are still going today, these Bible studies in schools. You remember that when
I used to go pick up a bunch of them and take them over to the school, and that's amazing. Wow, yes. So much has happened.
All time, I know.
Kind of connected all together. It's just amazing.
And it makes sense if we're a land of laws, which means we got to pay attention. Well, listen, Jay Sekulow, listen, you don't have to know how to add the numbers if you got a good accountant. You just say, here, you know, take care of it. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to sing the song if you can't sing. You can hire a musician to sing it, an artist to sing it, or an artist to paint, or a photographer. You can actually get a lawyer who loves God and loves our country, who wants to just hold people, like Dr. King said, to what's on the paper. Mm-hmm. And Jay Sekulow, I'm telling you, you know, reach out to the different ministries that are out there and support them. We thank those who stand with VFN Radio and VFN TV. We couldn't do this without you. But also think about standing right now with Jay Sekulow, with American Center for Law and Justice. That's aclj.org, because we need somebody arguing these cases. You're listening to VFN Radio. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.